The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim daf kufyu dalet. The Gemara Namid Beis discusses a miyuchadik alav, which is shaykh to shchutei chutz, and will open a Pesach for us to discuss different parts of what we've discussed legabe shchutei chutz, the iser of creating a mokam avoida, or ignoring the designation of the mokam hamiyuchad lavoida, which is Yerushalayim, the mokam hamizbeach, by shechting or doing avoida b'chutz. Shechting, we said, has its own iser, but al kaponim the iser of avoida b'chutz. The Gemara legabe korban Pesach specifically brings a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. The pasuk says lo suchal lizbeach Pesach bishorecho. Rashi says that the lav that the Torah is saying lesucha, which is the lashon of lav, lesbech pesach b'shorecho, b'shorecho means say not in the mokem hamiyuchad, not in the mokem hamizbech, but b'shorecho, in the mokem, the tract of Klai Yisrael, but outside of the mokem hamizbech, the mokem hamikdosh. Rashi says not specifically korban pesach, it's referring to kol korbanos choiva. Point being, like the Gemara says, that the din of boma, even when there was a hetabama, when is an isabama, so then there's a shkutechutz, alabachutz. When is a heterbama, but the heterbama is, lamaisa was only mutter kimavur, by us in the sugis, throughout these two parakim, were only mutter karbonis yochid. A karbon rabim, karbon tzibur, karbon choiva, had to be brought to the bama gedoyla, which is just a way of saying the karbon, the mokam karbon atzibur, the marshal, even let's say by the Tkufis, when there was a het abama, Noiv Givoin, Gilgal, there was a mokim that was miyuchit for Klai Yisrael's karbonis, like we said, Noiv Givoin and Gilgal. And at those times, karbonis choiva, karbonis rabim have to be brought in on the bama gedoyla, as opposed to karbonis yochid that could be brought, legabit. And the rationale behind it, if we may, even though it's a gzeis hakosu, is l'chayru also straightforward. The korban yochid, which is brought in the mokum yochid, is exactly that. It's an expression of avoida of a yochid. You can't represent the avoida, the yichud, of Klal Yisrael in general as a whole. Korban tzibur doesn't mean a korban which is paid for by public funds. It means a korban which is the expression of avoida for the tzibur, for Klal Yisrael. Could you represent in a private place, a place which is only an expression of private avoida, of a yochid's avoida, the avoida of the rabbim? The two are stereo by definition. So it makes a lot of sense the way Rashi is learning that the Gzeis HaKosav over here is the Gzeis HaKosav saying that Klal Yisrael as a whole is represented only on the Bama Gedoyla, or, of course, Bifnim, when there was a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, only on the Mokum HaMiyuchad Lekach, not on a Boma. We might add, by the way, that a Korban Pesach, L'choira, is a Korban Yochid. Korban Pesach was brought by each individual. The answer is that the Gemara says in Psochim, Legabi, in the sixth parak of Psochim, Legabi, the fact that Korban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos, where Korbanos Yochid are not Doiche Shabbos. Only Korbanos Tzibur are Doiche Shabbos, the same Tumah, that's only on a carbon rabim, carbon choiva, not on a carbon yochid. The Gemara clearly says over there, carbon pesach kim de beknufiasi, since everybody brings, I mean, say, everybody's mechuyiv as a yochid to bring carbon pesach, but every yochid is mechuyiv to bring carbon pesach as part of a whole. They all brought the carbon together. They all had to bring the carbon together. The carbon cannot be brought, by the way, as a yochid. It had to be brought by a number of people together. It had to be brought by a group, by a chabura, in the Lashon and the Gemara and Psachim. More than that, not only is it one chabura of 20, 30, 40 people, but all of Klai Yisrael brought the carbon at the same time. They brought the carbon together, and that designates the carbon as a carbon tzibur. So that's carbon pesach. It really has a dual identity. It's a carbon of a yochid brought together with the tzibur. What that means in terms of avodas Hashem is an interesting concept. We discussed it, Be'ez Hashem, in Shir, in Psoch. Al Koponim, The love of Lesuchel Lizbeach Pesach Vesharech, according to Rashi, is dealing with all Karbanos Choyva. The Rambam, however, in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, brings this as a specific love in Karban Pesach. The Rambam says that even though there was a heter bomo, b'shas heter bomo is, but lo hayu makrivin es haPesach b'bomos yochid el b'bomos tzibur. That's the bomo gedel that we refer to. Mishayu makrivin b'bomos yochid loike keilu ikrivin b'shuk. Shenema lo suchel izbayach. That's the Rambam. What's interesting about the Rambam is that there seems to be, despite the fact that the Chinuch almost never disagrees with the Rambam in counting Lavin, in how to order the number of the Tayag, here's one of the very few places where the Chinuch goes off the path of the Rambam. The Chinuch HaMitzvah Tov Pei Zayin counts this as one of the Tayag. The Rambam skips the Lav, B'shas Heter Bomois. The Rambam skips this Lav. This is from the Chumash of Avraham and Rambam that's printed up in some of the newer editions of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Rambam was sent letters by Rabbi Daniel Abavli, one of the Gedolim, in the door after the Rambam, who was masking in many places on different Nekudis in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. One of the Nekudis is, why doesn't the Rambam count? So Gemara himself in Zvachim Nav Kuf Yudal Ramin Beis about Lesuch Lesbarech Pesach V'Sharecho. And the teretz that's given over there by Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Rambam, is that the lav is not l'doyrois, because it's only b'shas etem bomis. We're living b'shas isem bomis. The Rambam only counts as taryag mitzvois that are included in the seder mitzvos l'doyrois. A mitzvah which is only l'shoh, for example, let's say, Parshas Baloischo, we have the, where the Torah tells, the Rabban Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to assemble Klal Yisrael, utkat and make chatzoitzus, blow on chatzoitzus. That was only a mitzvah l'shoah. That was only in the midbar, so it's not counted as a mitzvah. Other facets of avodah that were only done in the midbar, so on. Anything that was only done l'shoah is not counted. L'choira, anything that's only around b'shas heter bomos is only l'shoah. Ad kan dvarov shav Avraham ben Rambam. The problem is that the chinuch in Tov Pei Zayin does count this as one of the tayag. And the shaila is why. He also doesn't count mitzvah l'shoah. So the truth of the matter is that the klal of mitzvah l'shoah and mitzvah l'doris, the distinction between the two, is not that clear. For example, there's a mitzvah say of harigas shivo amamim. The Rambam counts to kill out the seven umois of Kenani, Chiti, Amori, and so on that lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Klal Yisrael coming in the days of Yishru ben Nun. The Rambam counts that as one of the tayag, despite the fact l'choy l'shas ha-mitzvah was in the 14 years, the 7 years rather, when Klal Yisrael fought against the inhabitants of the land. That was the Zman of the Mitzvah. That's when they were mechuyev to do it. It's a Mitzvah L'shoah. The Teretz is, the Mefarshim speak out, that the Rambam held that the Mitzvah Be'etzim was L'doris. Be'etzim, if there would be remnants of Chiti Amorik Prizi around still the original inhabitants of the land, they'd still be living, and they were not dislodged, then that process could take 2,500 years. That mitzvah could be around as long as Klal Yisrael is around, until Mashiach comes. The mitzvah of getting rid of, killing, destroying the mitzvah of Shiva Amim is concerned. It's not Dafka, in the 7 years, the job was supposed to be done. But theoretically, and that's when it was mostly done, Klal Yisrael Lamaisa didn't finish the job, and Klal Yisrael suffered from it, Kimavur B'Sefer Shoiftim. In any case, the mitzvah be'etzim is a tzivud l'doyro, is not l'shoah, even if the proper time for the mitzvah is l'shoah, not l'doyro. So we could understand that the Rambam holds that, the Chinuch holds that the mitzvah of l'such l'zboyach, which is b'shas heter bomos, could be negeah at any point if there's no beis hamikdash. Then we revert back to the state of heter bomois. If we have a heter bomois, then there'll be an issur lav of l'such l'zboyach pesach b'sharecha. So what does the Rambam hold? And we just brought, let's say, by Shiv Amin, we brought from the Rambam, that the Rambam does include that. How do we shtim with the Rambam? Rabbi Avraham and Rambam's teretz on the Rambam doesn't count it as one of the tayag because it's not l'doyrus. Seemingly, the Rambam held that there were shas heterei bomois, but once the Beis HaElomim was designated by David HaMelech, HaPiru HaKodesh, B'Goyin Arnon, the Mochum HaMiyuchad Lekach, on the Harabayis,
that becomes the Mokham HaMiyuchad, there never will be a Zman of Heter Bomois. That means Heter Bomois is only when there could be a period of Mishkan, there could be a period of Shiloh. Those periods were clear, and the Torah designates it not as Nachlo, as Menucha, as a temporary respite. The Oroin, Klai Yisrael's wandering, they wandered from Mitzrayim. They made a pit stop by Har Sinai. They wandered through the Midbar for 40 years. Those 40 years, the Mishkan was in a place of semi-permanence. We described this process in the previous shul. Then there were periods when the Mishkan Bechalal wasn't in a state of permanence. It was in a state of Gilgul, or Givoin, Noiv. All these periods were periods when the Bechalal was no Shem Menucha to the Mishkan. The Aroin Bris Hashem was not at rest. So the Mizbech does not have that force in order to be able to command that all Karbonos should be able to be brought on it, as opposed to any place else. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was Nesiach, the Beis HaLomim, the Mokom HaNitzchi was designated Lekach in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, on the Har HaBechirim, on the Har HaMoria, in that specific place, then that becomes the Mokom HaMiyuchad. It cannot be a Heter Bomis afterwards. This is a very important Hoysofa on everything we discussed till now. Once David HaMelech saw the Eish Yorad al Gabi HaMizbech, that became the place Lenitzche Nitzochim, where the Mokom HaMiyuchad Lekach is. No place else can be. So Mela, at that second, since it's already in the Torah, in the 40 years in the Midbar, when Chamish Chumash Torah was written down for Klal Yisrael, and it says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll build a Beis HaMikdash Kibavur in the Psukim of Pasha Shoftim, Pashas Rei. So then, Memela, by definition, that mitzvah is a mitzvah on the Doris. The mitzvah is of the love that exists, B'Shas Heter Bomos, is by definition on the Shoh, because ultimately there will be a Beis Elom. That's the Chor, the Pshat, and the Rampa. This brings us, as a springboard, to a discussion, which is far-ranging. We'll open up the discussion with certain basic points. And that is, what's Bizman Hazeh? We just said a word. We said a Yisoid. That Shas Heter Bomos and Shas Iser Bomos is not only telling whether there's a Beis HaMikdash but Beis HaLom, which today unfortunately we don't have. It's totally in a Mokoy Miyuchod as being that's the place of Avodah. Laumas, Lafuke, any place else in the world, which is not the Mokom HaMiyuchad Lekach. And that designation we said is true even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. L'chor that means, and that's L'doris. L'chor what that means is that even Bizman Hazeh there is no Beis HaMikdash, and there can't be a Beis HaMikdash until Moshiach comes. So then, the halacha l'chayu should be, there should be a Heshas Heter Bomos. No. There's a Mokom HaMiyuchad L'Karbonos. The Mokom HaMiyuchad L'Karbonos, that's the only place that can be Niskadish B'Kedushas HaMizbech. Every place else is outside of that Mokom. Let's open up a far-ranging and important discussion in the Rambam in Perek Vov Mehilchas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam analyzes a Gemara, where the Gemara says in a few places, it's actually a Mishnah in Idias, it's a Gemara earlier in Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. Shomati, Shemakrivin Aval Pishain Bayis Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara brings him B'Shem the Nevi'im, there was a Mesorius that Kabonis could be brought despite the fact that there is no Mizbech. And the Rambam, what he does in Perek Vov Mehilchas Beis HaBechira, he says in Halachot HaZvon, Lefikach makrivin hakabonos kulan aval bishen shem bayis bonui. Lefikach is going on what he says in the previous halacha that b'men niskadsha b'kedusha rishen shekitsha shloima. The Rambam says based on the Gemara that kitsha rishoina kitsha botla. The kedusha of bayis rishen when Klai Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Klai Yisrael sent the golos became botla. Kitsha shniyo kitsha l'shaita v'kitsha lost in love. The Kedusha Bayis Sheni is Kedusha Nitzchis, is Kedusha Olamis. That means that even though today there is no Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaMikdash has been defiled, it's been Neschalel, Zedim, Chilu, but they were not able to be Mafkia, the Kedusha, they were not able to destroy the sanctification of the place. L'doiros, that Mokom has the Mokom, has the Kedusha of Mokom HaMikdash. The Rambam says, even though there's no Azara, the place which was designated with the half Kedusha Azara,
where kachim has to be eaten can be eaten. Kachim gadoshim, kachim kalim, umayse sheni can be eaten. B'chol Yerushalayim b'alfa b'shein shom choymo. Even though the physical choyma, the mechitzas that are necessary in order to designate the place of Yerushalayim are not there, but kedushas amokim is not in this battle. Shekedusha rishon ekitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asad lovoi. The Rambam says also that anybody who goes into the Beis Hamikdash bizman hazeh is chayiv koris. The Rambam fears always at the end of this whole arichus that chiv ba'aretz v'shviyis u'maisviyis the mitzvahs atluyis ba'aretz are only there because man of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvahs atluyis ba'aretz kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'aslovi. So what the Rambam holds Legabe Eretz Yisrael, Legabe Yerushalayim, Legabe Beis Hamikdash is not true Legabe Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, on which Mitzvah Tluyis Baretz is Tolui, is bottle when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid Naloch Yidal is Masig. Svara Zatzme is Uvaloy Adati Me'ayin Loi. The Ravid wonders where the Rambam got this Shita from. He says, Mefurisha Gemara Bab Mitzvah Dafnu Gimel Amid Beis. Where the Gemara says that if there somebody has Ma'aseh Sheni and it was brought in Yerushalayim, and after the Ma'aseh Sheni was brought in Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim fell down, the Mokim no longer has Kedushas Yerushalayim, after the Churban Bayis, the Ma'aseh Sheni can be eaten, can be used, that's been gotten rid of, disposed. Why? Obviously, says the Ravid, that once the physical reality of what that Kedusha is becomes bottle, then the Mela, the Kedusha of the place becomes bottle also. So, the same is true Gabi Beis Hamikdash. If there's no Mizbeach, the Mokum has no Kedusha of Kedushas Mizbeach. If Beis Hamikdash becomes bottle, the same way the Mechitzas become bottle, Kedusha Yerushalayim becomes bottle. If the Mokum Hamikdash becomes bottle, then L'chor the Kedusha becomes bottle. The Ravid says that there is no chorus on somebody who's Nichnas into Beis Hamikdash Mizman Hazeh. But what the Ravid says, the way the Ravid says is interesting. Avlu Yerushalayim leMikdash, and by the way, the Ravid holds Pumfakef from the Rambam. The Rambam holds, like we said, that Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha becomes bottle when Klal Yisrael's not there anymore. It's only Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash which have Kedusha even Bezman Hazeh. The Ravid says Faket, the Ravid says Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvot, Tluyos Baretz are still whatever they were 2,000 years ago. Masha'enkin Kedushas Yerushalayim. And Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of that Mokim does not exist. But the way the Ravid says it is, the Ravid refers to the Gemara that we quoted, which is, he quotes from the Gemara Yevam Estaf Pei Beis HaMed Beis, Kedusha Shniyo Kitcha Lost to the Lovoi. That's only going on Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Ravid got his Shita from. But not Yerushalayim or the Mikdash, Le'oma Lefisha, listen to this. Lefisha Yedea Ezra Seifer, who was the rebuilder of the Bayis Sheni along with Nechemia. Lufisha Yedea Ezra, Sham Migdash Yerushalayim Asidim Lishtanois. The Migdash and Yerushalayim were Osid Lishtanis. He means La Osid Lovoi. The Dmus of how the base of English will be built. The third base of English, that is not the same as the second base of English. There are Shinuim that are described in Sefer Yecheskel. Since they will be Asidim Lishtanois Ulihiskadesh Kiddush Acher. And they will be niskadish. Here he's saying something not so much the building, Shaboy, but it will be niskadish with a different type of kedusha. He doesn't explain. Kiddush achro elomi bechvoid Hashem lo'elom. That the Shem Hashem will be niskadish bechvoid lo'elom. So memelo, it can't be that bizman hazeh that kedusha is there. Doesn't explain. He says, since the Beis HaMikdash will be Niskadish Lost Lovoi, in a different form, in a form of Kedusha Olamis, where it will never be destroyed again, and the Shem Hashem will be Choyfev Alav Kol Hayom, it will be there, Kvod Hashem La'olam, Ala Binyan Hazeh, so it can't be the Bizman Hazeh. He doesn't explain. Why can it be the Bizman Hazeh? It could be the Kedusha that was there. But Bayis Sheni keeps up like the Rambam holds. And then the Ravid says something shocking. Kach Nigla Misoyd Hashem Lireh. This was Nizgala to me, from on high, b'derech soid. The Ravid seems to say that this is a concept which is a spiritual concept. Not just the Ravid saying min asvor. Now listen what the Ravid says l'psoif. L'fikoch, hanichnas ato, shom ein boy chorus. Losha the Rambam is that there's no chorus. The Rambam doesn't say it's mutter to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Let nobody make any mistakes.
Bizman hazeh, even the Ravid is meduik, it's also not like those that say that you can go on the Mokum HaMikdosh. Those that go up on the Harabayas because they're Mekel, it's also Bakoidish, it's also Pritzes Geder, because Chachomenu v'Rabbeseinu for the last 2,000 years have been Zoyer v'Nizar not to go up on the Harabayas, and any Mokum that is a Chash Harabayas, they're distracted from. So, some people think over here, think that they know some better. Bizman hazeh. But I'll compare them. Forgetting about that, the L'chor, there shouldn't be any Kiddush of Bizman Hazeh. Should be mutter to go up on the Temple Mount. Naharabayis. Mut Naharabayis. Should be mutter to go mamish in the Ritzvah so Azorah. That for sure nobody does. The Teretz is, the Ravid only says L'fisha Ato in Bekoris. The Ravid doesn't say it's mutter. Question is, what's the pshat? If the Kiddush is bottle, L'chor should be mutter. What? Not this. It's disrespectful because it used to have Kiddush as a Mikdash. What's the pshat? What does the Ravid hold? What does it mean that it's also, but it doesn't have chorus? What does it mean that this is a concept, Nigla Hashem, Besayd Hashem Lireav? What's going on over here in this Rambam and Ravid? So first of all, as an aside, let's try to deal with the Ravid's first kash on the Rambam, where the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, that Niv Noflo Mechitzois, so then the Ma'aseh Hashem that was born to Yerushalayim cannot be eaten because it's not Yerushalayim anymore. The Rambam, the Mefarshim say, doesn't hold that the Pshan the Gemara is that it can't, that Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedusha. That it can't be eaten. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is the physical reality of Yerushalayim, of Beis HaMikdash, the Mechitzes of Yerushalayim, the Ritzpas Azor, the Mokum that's Neskadish, the Heichel, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedem of the Beis HaMikdash, all that creates the physical reality of the Mokum that's Roy Lashuas HaShchinah. The Lashuas HaShchinah is there, not in the physical reality. The Lashuas HaShchinah, that's the Mokum where the Rabban Shem wants to be Mashu Shchinah also. But there's the physical kelim over there that have in them the koyach of Ashuras Hashkenah. Says the Rambam that in Yerushalayim, the mechitzos definitely have an added feature as the physical feature that that Yerushalayim is neskadish with. But what the Rambam holds is that the kedusha of Yerushalayim and the kedusha of Beis Hamikdash is not a physical feature. It's a designation of that place as being the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to rest His presence. Whether the Beis HaMikdash is there, whether the Beis HaMikdash is not there, whether the Mechitz Yerushalayim are there to make it into the Ribbono Shel Olam city, or whether the Mechitz Yerushalayim are not there temporarily, they've fallen down, they've been destroyed until Mashiach comes, that is of no relevance when we're defining that this place is a Mokoyim that's miyuchoid for Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashiach Shechinasei. So the physical definition of that place as such definitely adds. Mainly, if Ma'aseh Sheni, the way the Mefarshim point out, the Rambam is, the Rambam holds that if the Ma'aseh Sheni was in Yerushalayim when they were Mechitzois, so the Ma'aseh Sheni was Neskadish another level by being in Yerushalayim, where there's a physical Mechitza there to create the physical dimension of Yerushalayim. But even if not, the place, metaphysically, the place is still the Mokum, that's Miyuche, that's Rotsui, Ala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahashu, Shchinosoi. So the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash are not totally in the physical evidence, the physical mitzius of the Kelim, of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, of the walls of Yerushalayim, and in the middle of the Ma'aseh Sheni can be eaten. That's why the Rambam says, Kochim Kalim, and Ma'aseh Sheni can be eaten in Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh, even without the Mechitzes. But if the Ma'aseh Sheni was brought to Yerushalayim and the Mechitzes are there, the Ma'aseh Sheni reached a new level, and now that the Mechitzes fell down, the Ma'aseh Sheni can't be eaten because it's being eaten not on its Madrega. So that's the Pshat the Rambam. It's a Chiddush, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Kiddush of Yerushalayim, Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash, is not a physical reality. It's a expression. It's an expression of the Mokum HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to be Mashu Shkinosoi B'tei Chlal Yisrael. Now, we might add that that's really why in the Rambams, B'mishnas HaRambam, Eretz Yisrael is Pung Faket. Eretz Yisrael, if Kitcha L'Shaito, like Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi. Eretz Yisrael is not a Mokum that's static. Alright, we'll add to this concept. There's a concept that if the whole of Eretz Yisrael was captured, and then one of the Melachim, David HaMelech, Shlomo, Yehoshaphat, Yechizkiyahu HaMelech, should go ahead and capture more territory, that territory was annexed to Eretz Yisrael, not just politically, not just as far as the UN is concerned, but that territory was annexed to Eretz Yisrael, that the dimension of Kedushas HaOretz, Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz, would extend. The exact place, there's another definition of Eretz Yisrael, that this is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires that his presence should be. That's Toluy in the place where the Rebbeinu Shem promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's Eretz HaSoro Amamim, not Eretz Shiva Amamim. Eretz Shiva Amamim is the place where Klai Yisrael physically captured and lived and settled. And that place could be added to, and it'll have Mitzvah Tluiz Baretz. Mitzvah Tluiz Baretz is Toluy in the physical expression of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. It's a physical thing. So Mele, Kitchel L'Shnia, Kitchel L'Shnia, Kitchel L'Shaita, Loi Kitchel L'Osad Lovoi. It wasn't in Skadish even when there's no physical being of Klal Yisrael in that place. If Klal Yisrael is not living anywhere anymore, the kibush of Eretz Yisrael became bottle. The kedushas hamokim of mitzvah tluyis baretz becomes bottle. That's a physical reality. Mashenkin kedushas Yerushalayim and kedushas Beis Hamikdash, the physical evidence of that relationship does add and enhances that kedusha. And that's why, if the, like we said by Ma'aser Sheni, if the mechitzah were there, that adds to the kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni of the mokim. But even if not, it's still the mokim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to rest his presence. So Melo, even if it was nechrab, even if the walls fell down, the mokim was nechrab, the halacha is that the kedusha stays. This point, by the way, is important for something else also. We have on the one hand kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which, according to the Rambam, becomes bottle after the kibush becomes bottle. We have kedushas Beis Hamikdash, which is kitchel l'shaita, kitchel l'asad lovay. That's according to the Rambam. What about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim's in the middle. The Menuchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand. Menuchas Chinuch is in mitzvah reish pei dalet sivkot and vov. He says, why don't you say that there should be a chi of trumas and maisus bismanas and Yerushalayim? You're telling me that the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael became bottle. Okay, but Kedusha of Yerushalayim is there. So let there be a Chiv Chumas and Maisus in Yerushalayim. The way we're saying the Kedusha that gives place, that gives, creates the impetus, Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, which creates Kedusha as Mitzvah Tluiz Baretz, is a totally different Kedusha than the conceptual Kedusha of Mokom HaMikdash. Mokom HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is a Mokom in, that's totally, the Kedusha is a Kedusha which is rooted in the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashar Shechinosoi in that place. And that is there even without any physical evidence thereof. Masha Enkein, the Mitzvah Satluiz Ba'aretz is Kedusha which is rooted in the physical presence and control of Klai Yisrael in that place. If that physical creation is nullified, so then the Kedusha becomes bottle. Even in Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Mitzvah Tluiz Baretz would only be insofar that there is the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael living in Yerushalayim. If Klal Yisrael is not living in Yerushalayim, Bizman Azeva, we don't control necessarily Yerushalayim. I don't mean politically. Control is a concept that's a spiritual Klal Yisrael not being told. We don't have that Bizman Azeva. That'll only be lost in Lovay. There will not be Mitzvah Tluiz Baretz any place near Yisrael Midereis Al-Kabarim, according to the Rambam Bizman Azeva. So that's a pretty clear divide according to the Rambam. Yerushalayim is a widening of the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. It's a place where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to rest his presence. Yefei Noif Miseis Kolar, it's the place where the Nekuda HaMtzoyis of the Olam, which is the Mokom HaMizbeach, the Evin Shesiyah, the Mokom of the Eish Yordam in HaMizbeach, Al HaMizbeach, Minashamayim, that widens in a ripple effect to the whole Yerushalayim. Then there's something else called Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is the Mokim where physically Klal Yisrael has control, lives, has captured. That's Kedushas Mitzvah Tluiz Baretz. It's two different things. So this is a summary of the position of the Rambam, where the Rambam holds that Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is totally distinct from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is totally the physical reality that creates that Kedusha. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, more accurately, Beis HaMikdash that spreads out to Yerushalayim, the Mokom HaShenivcha, HaShaboy Bochar HaShem L'Shachan Shmoy, that Kedusha is not totally in the physical presence thereof. And Mamelo, that does not become bottled with Zman Hazeh. The Ravid, as we said, holds Pung Faker, Mitz HaShem. We have to analyze the Shita of the Ravid, as far as the Kashas of the Rambam are concerned, the Makoiros, and the ramifications. Some interestingly enough, Halacha L'Maaseh B'Zman Hazeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series
has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.